Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
We are back, friends. It is the third hour of Political Coffee today. Appreciate each and every one of you hanging with us, sticking with us. If you're just joining us, here's what we've talked about so far today. And again, the whole purpose of my radio show, especially for those of you who maybe have not heard it before, is this. I want to talk about the political issues of the day in a manner that helps you use them to change your world, to persuade the persuadables. It's the only way we will save the republic is if people individually, in their minds, in their spirits, decide that you got to do some things differently. They got to think differently. They got to act differently. They've got to vote differently. Politics, sadly, impacts far more of our lives than it should, but it does. That's our system. So if we want to preserve the republic, the constitutional republic that we are, maybe, depending on what John Roberts has for breakfast, that's an article out there in the Liberty Daily today. Now, it depends on how much blackmail and leverage they have on John Roberts or other judges. In the system, by the way, from the CIA. That's what we talked about yesterday. The scorecard and hammer system. Today, I'm asking this question, asking you to think about this. What if something happens that Trump declares martial law, invokes the Insurrection Act, puts the military out on the streets to keep the peace, or actually enforce the law that the judges won't enforce? Because as I read the Insurrection Act, that is a distinct possibility of how it could happen. And good luck taking that to the feckless U.S. Supreme Court. They're scared of me, and they should be, is a quote. Who said that? We're going to get into that in a moment because it relates to all of this. Also, there's an opinion piece written, a couple of things specific to Oregon here. An opinion piece written in the Oregonian. And what it is, it's the justification, it's the civil war that's beginning to emerge between the minorities of the Democrat Party in Oregon. And it all revolves around this unconstitutional black-only COVID fund. And it's written by Teresa Alonso Leon. She's a Democrat who represents House District 22 here in Woodburn. And Reyna Lopez, executive director of a long name that I don't want to get into in Woodburn. And Andrea Salinas, another Democrat who represents District 38 in Lake Oswego. This is justification for an unconstitutional act, and that is granting a special access to a fund based on your ethnicity. That has been challenged by a Hispanic woman, restaurant owner in Portland. It's a federal lawsuit. It probably will end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. Who knows? It may not if the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has become increasingly more conservative because of Donald Trump's political appointments to it. And yes, that's what judges are. They're political appointees, folks, whether you want to admit it or not. It's true. Yeah, it may go to them and they may say, yep, it's unconstitutional. And Oregon, of course, will appeal it to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court will say it's unconstitutional. When they do that, folks, the the Supreme Court, my prediction to you, mark it down. December 17th, 2020, Supreme Court is going to be accused of being racist. Probably by Kate Brown and a bunch of other Oregon political leaders on the left. That's my prediction to you. The justification for a racist, unconstitutional, black-only fund is being made today in the Oregonian by Hispanics because they're trying to keep the peace inside the family. Because I'm telling you, a lot of Hispanics are angry at this, and they ought to be, because they've been left out. They're less important. I mean, the legislature could have said, you know what, we're going to give $60 million to the black people, and we're going to give his $60 million to the Hispanics, and we're going to give $60 million to the Oriental communities, the Asian communities, and then we're going to give $60 million to the transgenders, and then we're going to give $60 million to the gay married people, because they've all been codified, at least to some degree, by the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a war that's going to erupt within the Democrat Party if they don't do just what I described. And this the CYA piece today in the Oregonian kind of suggests that that's what's going to happen. Now, I don't expect that this is going to happen in the one-day special session that's going to happen next Monday. In that special session, they're going to be dealing with helping people who have been hurt by Kate Brown's lockdown and the forest fires. Those are the right things to do for a legislature, whether you agree with the lockdowns or you don't, and I don't. You know that. But at least it's the right thing to do. I think they're going to try to avoid the controversial issues like, oh, say, forced vaccinations. Or cap and trade. Things that Republicans would walk out on. Now, the governor didn't call this special session, at least far as I know, based on a law that was passed that ostensibly says under certain conditions, she can call a special session and say that the quorum requirement is no longer necessary. That hasn't been challenged constitutionally yet because it's unconstitutional according to Oregon's constitution. However, that would go in front of Kate's hand-picked Oregon Supreme Court, which would dutifully, it's constitutional. We'll figure out a way to make it constitutional because that's what they do. That's out there. So also is this story, folks, about in the Oregonian, about this poll that was taken that shows massive support in the 70% range for Measure 11, which, as you know, Measure 11 was put in place many years ago to say that dangerous, violent criminals, murderers, rapists, arsonists, thugs, with a history of being thugs, like Antifa. Of course, they would have to get prosecuted, and if you're in Portland, you're Antifa, you get a get out of jail card free. But you go to jail, and a judge can't reduce your sentence. It's mandatory. 47% of the people that are in Oregon prisons today are there. And by the way, we don't have prison overcrowding. But 47% of them are Measure 11 people. They're violent people. They're dangerous. Now, there might be one or two that have slipped through the cracks that aren't, but most of them are. They want to weaken that law. They want to turn the violent people loose on us, just like the legislature just did with Senate Bill 1008. And you know what that is? That's the bill that said, that's the Kip Kinkle get out of jail bill. And we've had two horrendous examples of it that have made the news. The legislature weakened with a couple or, well, three Republicans help. Two senators, Dallas Hurd and Dennis Lithicum, and a House member, Werner Reschke. They all voted in favor of it. What did it do? It says you can be a vicious murderer like these two guys that have been in the news. Horrendous, vicious murderers. And no matter what, you can't get tried as an adult. You get out of jail when you're 25. One of them will only serve 8 years for an ugly, vicious, heinous murder of his father's girlfriend. Yeah, that guy. He gets out of jail when he's 20. You want him in your neighborhood when you're 25? Well, this poll says that, like, and it was done by the District Attorneys Association, which has gotten decidedly more liberal with the election of some of the George Soros-funded social justice warrior DAs. What they found is that something like 70% said they wanted the mandatory sentencing for felonies like murder, forced rape, armed robbery to be increased or just stay right where they are. And only 29.5% said they wanted to see them abolished or replaced with judicial discretion. You got to remember, folks, that we voted on this three times. We the people have. Only the legislature changed it and allowed these heinous murderers to get out of jail with Senate Bill 1008. And now they're signaling that they want, the legislature saying, they want to weaken it further. And you'll never guess why. Well, Shannon Wright, who's deputy director for the Partnership for Safety and Justice, a criminal justice reform organization, responded to the poll, and she said, yeah, we got to hold people accountable, but the mandatory minimum sentences don't, quote, meet the broad range of needs that survivors had. We need a response to harm that centers on survivors' healing, unquote. So I guess letting heinous murderers out who are unrepentant into your neighborhood early helps survivors heal. It is ludicrous and ridiculous beyond description. You ask any family member. In fact, many of them are on record in these hearings. For any number of these people, including these two teenagers that are going to get out of jail when they're 25 after murdering people. You ask those family members. They're scared to death that these people get released back into the public. Because by and large, they're unrepentant. They're vicious. But somehow these leftist snowflakes think that it's going to help survivors heal if we let them out of jail. Only in Oregon, folks. Back with more in a moment. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yes, that's right. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Got two lines open in a moment. We will
call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Well, that was interesting. The intro just played twice. It's computers, folks. No doubt. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the CIA not liking me talking about them. Maybe they're interfering with our computers. In a moment, we'll get back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC Talkline. You can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. For all of you that yesterday reached out to me to help Megan Marie based on our interview, just stay tuned. I'll be sending you information about how you can get into contact with her. Now, before I go back to the phones, I teased you with this, and I'm going to get into it in a moment. Who said, quote, they're scared of me and they should be, unquote? Well, I'm going to tell you in just a minute. But I also want to say that Realty One Group here in the Willamette Valley is a great group of realtors. Specifically, Dave and Paige Smith are the realtors there. They do, well, they go above and beyond. Whatever it is that they need to do to serve you. That's important. Because not everybody in the real estate business does it the same way when it comes to helping you get your home sold or, frankly, finding you the right home for you. So why don't you, I mean, if you're thinking about literally buying a home or maybe selling yours and finding a different place, give them a call, 503-939-7099. That's Dave and Paige Smith. Dave and Paige Smith, 503-939-7099. Realty One Group, Willamette Valley. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning again, Jeff. Always love talking to you, my friend. You know, good for Rep. Leone, for standing up and saying, what about us?
Well, she's
and
not.
I want to.
That's not what she's saying.
What is she, what did she
no,
say?
No, she is justifying as a Hispanic the black only fund.
She did.
She's saying that's okay,
well,
but the legislature really needs to make it, for all of us.
Well, and let me chastise you a little bit. You forgot people with disabilities. You forgot disabled veterans.
You're right. Yes.
I know I'm.
No, you're right.
But
I mean, you're a blind guy. So just because somebody's black, I mean, they have no control over them being black. Did you have any control over you being blind?
Yeah. No, I did not. I got a degenerative inherited eye disease and
right, so
you know,
so why are you less important to the Oregon legislature than black people?
Well, I misunderstood what you said about Rep. Leone, and you know, that's a shame on her. She's my rep, that she's right. Trying to justify this betraying, you know, the Latino community, etc. But one of the things which is very unfortunate is that the Democratic Party allows certain groups, you know, like Latinos to, you know, get into office and stuff, and they control them, which is a real shame. We need more Latino Republicans to stand up and fight for our rights, because there are a lot of business people, Hispanic business people in Woodburg, who are suffering tremendously because their restaurants have had their closed, and she should be defending them. There is no doubt about that. But, you know, it is unfortunate that the Democratic Party does take advantage and actually enslave people of color and other groups in their little circle there, and that they don't wake up and understand that they're the slaves of the Democratic Party. They don't have the right to think individually, and do the right thing. So I misunderstood you. Shame on Rep. Leone. In fact, I may call up her office and say, what is this? You're justifying only giving money to blacks and not all the other groups who deserve it. See, that's why Laurie Anderson left, because she was sick and dang tired of the Democratic Party, you know, doing the crazy things that they were doing. So she just threw her hands up. And I believe that's why Arne Roebling left too, because he didn't like what the Democratic Party had become. Because,
well, that's right. You know, both of them were much more moderate. Art, I'm going to let you go. Good talking to you again, and a good point. I left out blind people.
Well,
you're right. They do not like what the Democrat Party has become. But this is the chickens coming home to roost in many ways, because the Democrat Party loves to exploit they love to exploit race for their own gain of political power.
Yes.
And this is no different. And I'm going to tell you right now that the reason that Leone and these other Hispanics, believe me, this was all orchestrated, wrote this thing is to tamp down the civil war that is starting inside the Democrat Party. If you think about it, the Hispanic community as a percentage of the population in Oregon is almost three times what it is of the black community. But the black community gets this special unconstitutional racist fund that if you're black, you can't access it. That's what that federal lawsuit is all about.
Yeah, what about the Russian community, too? Don't they deserve a handout?
We all deserve handouts, and isn't that what the left wants, to make us all servants?
Well, they
want to
give
servants?
Us handouts. We just want hands up.
That's right. All right, back in a moment. It's 8:30 in the morning. We'll be back with Herman the German, and I'm going to tell you who said they're scared of me, and they should be.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till 9 o'clock in the morning. This is the third hour of our expanded Political Coffee show. I hope that you stick with us as much as you can each day here, Monday through Friday. We only replay that first hour from 6 to 7, and then that we do at 6 o'clock at night, but the, all of the 3 hours every day will be posted on the podcast. I just got to get to doing that. After I talk with Herman the German, I'm going to tell you who said they're scared of me and why they should be. And an interesting little tidbit that goes back to my interview with Representative Mike Nierman in the second hour today about his... Well, the demonstration he got and the confidence he has of Polk County's voting machines and how there might be a hidden little snake there that maybe even the Polk County clerk doesn't know about. Yikes. Well, let's go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Herman the German. How are you, Herman? Good morning.
Yeah, Benny, throw. I wanted to answer that question about the man that said they're afraid of me.
Yeah.
And I think that would probably, my guess would be, that would be Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the man of God. I really believe it. I think God intervenes in history, in the past, present, and the future, for certain people. Are them his man or his woman. And we're at that time now where we have Donald Trump. He's the They're afraid of him. Anybody
well,
that does the will of the Father.
They are, and I would agree with you. I don't, you know, Donald Trump, like myself, is an imperfect human being saved by God's grace. And I believe you're right. I believe that he was, by God's grace and design, was installed to be our president. And,
yes.
You know, he isn't the person who said that, however, but I'll get to that in a moment. But you're right, Herman. They are afraid of him.
Yes.
Because he, and it's not just Democrats, and it's not just the swamp, Herman. It's Republicans are afraid of him.
Yeah, right.
Because he has connected with you and I as people, rural, conservative, Bible-believing people out in Oregon. Here's this guy who's a multi-billionaire from, you know, New York City, right? And he's connected with America. He's connected with the Republican Party, but a lot of
yeah,
other
well,
people who aren't Republicans. That scares them because they can't control that.
Well, I really believe that in the past we had a man like Trump, and that was Augustine. Augustine, he was quite a sinner, quite a bad man, and his mother worried about him. He had a great conversion, and I think Trump's that way. He did a lot of bad things and whatnot, but he had a conversion somewhere. I'm not sure where. It might have been his marriage, where he decided to do the will of the Father, and he's doing it.
You're right, Herman. You're absolutely right. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Going to let you go. That's Herman's viewpoint of all of this. You know, I'm gonna share something with you right now, all of you. That this is bigger. I've said this the last couple of days, and I cannot emphasize how real this is to me. And I hope it's real to you. This is not just about Donald Trump. It is bigger than that. It's everything about what is good and right and just and honest. That's what this is about. You see, these programs, the lying, the coup, the corruption, and not just Joe Biden, folks, but so many Republicans. There's another reason they're scared of Donald Trump, because they make money, and people that are their friends make money from the swamp, from the system. None of that is good. In fact, God hates it. Just read the scripture. And again, I don't care whether you're Catholic or evangelical. It doesn't matter. I don't care whether you're Jewish. Scripture is scripture. The Ten Commandments and the principles behind it are still the same. And they're not based on just God's law. Friends, they are based on what brings you peace, which allows us to live our lives peacefully and at peace within ourselves. Now, when you have chaos, when you have Antifa running around out there intimidating people, that's not from God. When you have people lying, like the CEO of Dominion yesterday in his Michigan Senate testimony, demonstrably liable, lied, that's not of God. When you have people planning these coups and lying and doing things that are dishonest, it's not of God. So, you know, yeah, Donald Trump's an imperfect man. Well, I have been too. And yeah, Herman's right. He did have a conversion experience. And it's documented. It's out there with the female televangelist from Paula White out of Florida some years ago. And I think by virtue of the fact that he has had repeatedly groups of Christian pastors and others into the Oval Office to pray over him. It is a profound thing. Now, we're in a spiritual war, friends. These things matter. Everything we're talking about here with Dominion, with CIA hammer and scorecard, these things matter. But ultimately, they're being controlled by something that is unseen. You know how it is when the hair stands up on the back of your head? What is that? That's a spiritual thing that's going on, folks. You're in the presence of evil. Maybe some of you have never felt that, but I have. That's a spiritual thing. There are evil people in this world that are controlled by evil spirits. And that's what we need to be fighting in the spiritual realm. Yeah, we got to pay attention to what's going on here. What do I say to you always? Pray and then be active. Act. Do something. Stand up. Get involved. Make a stand. But you better pray first. Because the unseen world is what's in control here. Now, there are prophets, and I'm going to get to Super Dave in a moment. In fact, there's an interesting prophecy. There's a lot of them, and they're all saying, a lot of prophets, evangelical-oriented. Although there are prophets in the Catholic Church, too, by the way. You don't hear much about them, but they're there. Because God doesn't care. The bottom line is this. The prophets are saying, keep your eyes on me. Yeah, these other things are happening with the Supreme Court and all of these other lawsuits and things that we talk about. We need to keep our eyes on God, because this is more than just this election. It's all about what America is, what we were founded as, and the principles we were founded on, and they are godly principles, folks. There's a great piece today that I'm not going to get to it. It's in the Federalist, and it's called Why We Must Preserve John Winthrop's Vision of America as the Shining City Upon the Hill. Puritan John Winthrop. It's a long piece. I'll probably have to get into it tomorrow because I need to get back to the phones here to Super Dave and Jake. You guys hang on. I'm just telling you this, folks. This is a spiritual war. More than anything, we have to pray, and we have to fight it in that realm. And then we have to fight it naturally in the human realm, too, because that's where we live. And God expects that of us also. Don't you think? I do. I'll tell you after probably next segment who said they're scared of me, and they should be. But I need to get to the phones. Let's go to Super Dave. Super Dave, what do you say, brother?
Hey, buddy. Hey, you said what you said. That was, I don't know what I can say anymore, but that it's a spiritual thing, and it's happening now. I happen to have some of it, but I'm not going to go into detail. But the thing is, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm not the greatest man in the world. Far from it. But I tell you what, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm just letting everybody know you need to pray. You need to talk to God. Just talk to him. That's all you got to do. Just talk to him.
Yep.
It's just amazing when you just talk to him and let him know about it. He knows. He cares. He has it in there, and he will change it. And actually, he is changing it because he is God. So.
You're right, brother. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Jake, hang on. A few minutes away. We got to go to the break. It's 6:48 in the morning. This is true, friends. Now, all of this I will wrap up for you in the next few minutes as we conclude the show for today. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Last segment today, yes, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We've got one line open. You can still call. Give me your opinion about these things. Let's talk to Jake first, and then we'll go to Kathy. Jake, what do you say, brother?
Good morning, my friend, and Merry Christmas to you, Jeff, and hopefully a potentially great new year going forward.
Same to you.
Jeff, I totally echo our citizenship is in heaven, and we can look in the Old Testament and see the crazy regimes that God worked through and with, even the most evil of tyrannical type leaders, if you can call them that. But my concern, Jeff, is I vote and I realize that my vote didn't count. And I can handle that here in Oregon because I expect that. But my concern on the national level now is, quite honestly, Jeff, I'm a bit down on it. And your show is based on two things, or not limited to, but political coffee, to have that cup of coffee and listen to you and others and so forth about the times that we're in. But it's also to persuade the persuadables. And what good is it to persuade the persuadables if their vote won't count either, Jeff? And that is my deep concern right now. And then people think that everything's going to change with a vaccine or a click of the calendar. Don't hold your breath, people. My concern, Jeff, would be for when the day comes that they start to shut people like you down on the radio, my friend. I really am. Because I sense a grip from our tyrannical leader, Kate, and many others are going to come after you in due time, and people like you.
Well, that's a distinct possibility. That the left will do that, because that's what they're doing right now with social media, right?
Yeah.
They're run by leftists, and they shut us out. And at some point, yeah, they'll try to pull us off of the air. But that's only if they have power to do that. And the only power that they're going to have is either through the courts and the federal level or the presidency and what Congress does. That's why elections matter, and that's why we have to pray. And that's why we have to get to the bottom of all this Dominion stuff. Jake, thank you, brother. I appreciate you calling. Before I go to Kathy, got to pay the bills and also remind you that one of our great advertisers is a great local company called Righteous Renovation. Speaking of faith, Eric Azer is the owner of the company. They do great remodels in your home and bathrooms, kitchens, you name it, other things that you need. And you know, he lives his faith in his business. That's why I put the word righteous in the name of his business. And again, don't take my word for it. Check out the great comments from satisfied customers on his website, righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Your thoughts?
Morning. Could I read something? It's very short.
Go.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers in rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. So I think it's good to think about that once in a while, that even the people that are against righteousness are being influenced by hell.
Yeah, they are. And it's a great verse, Kathy, and thank you for sharing it with us. I'm going to let you go, because that really puts an exclamation point to the point I made and what so many people are saying in the prophetic world right now. Get your eyes on God. Realize where the battle is. The battle is in the spiritual realms. That's what's controlling the lying Dominion CEO, at least according to this story in the Gateway Pundit. I'll have it on the show plan on my Facebook page. You see, it's an ex-Dominion employee who said, quote, they're scared of me and they should be, unquote. Who says that the CEO lied yesterday in his testimony, sworn testimony, before the Michigan Senate committee. And that she personally witnessed connections between machines. She has the manual. She gave specific examples in this article, and you can read it, about how the CEO lied. Now, that's a spirit that controls that lying spirit, or John Brennan and Barack Obama, using changing Hammer, the CIA program, to be what it was as a good program that kept Americans safe, to being turned and used and modified to now spy on us, you and I, and to get blackmail and leverage on John Roberts and Antonin Scalia and 168 federal judges and spy on Donald Trump. That's evil. That's a spiritual war that's going on that convinces those people that that's okay. The ends justify the means. It isn't okay. You know, some of you who are not faith-based and you don't like me talking about this, I'm sorry, but it is a war. It is a spiritual war. That's where we're at in this thing, folks. Now, this Dominion ex-employee said something that relates to what Mike Nierman, Representative Mike Nierman, talked about. If you read through the article, you get down towards the bottom of it, and what do you see? She says that Dominion machines have internal modems that can communicate over the internet. Nobody knows they're in there. Now, Mike Nierman told us about these. These are not Dominion machines in Polk County, Oregon. They're ESNS, which is owned by Dominion. It uses much of the same software programs, which are Smartmatic. Folks, it's very possible and is likely that local officials all around America are using these systems and do not know that these computers are internally equipped with the ability to communicate wirelessly, and they don't even know it. There's plenty of evidence, and this is likely to be exposed in testimony since Sidney Powell's Kraken lawsuit has been put on the U.S. Supreme Court calendar. Folks, they're going to hear it. That, in fact, these wireless modems within these machines that nobody's even known there allow the back door through SolarWinds Orion, which shut down the Pentagon's internal communication, secret, highly secure internal communication systems for 4 hours 2 days ago because it got compromised. Those are foreign actors. And then CISA coming out with the warning that they did. Anybody who's using it, folks, all of this is important for us to be aware of and to take action on as free Americans. The most important action you can take is to pray for a lot of things, including the exposing of all of this fraud, because that needs to happen. And then this country moving forward far beyond Donald Trump to stand for liberty and to be that shining city on the hill. Thanks for sticking with us, friends. I deeply appreciate each and every one of you. It is 8:59. Keep praying, keep believing, keep being active. See you tomorrow.